101X, it's the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends. Jason out on vacation. Nick in studio, Emily in studio. We've got interns Brooke and Riley here, and we're all watching the Olympic opening ceremonies.
Woohoo!
All right.
I think our outfits are stupid.
I haven't seen them yet.
I think those are it right there.
They're just
striped black and white shirts.
Yeah, it's like that every Olympics, it seems like.
Every single time. Are we still letting Tommy Hilfiger know it's a Ralph Lauren, right?
It's Ralph Lauren.
Yeah, it's like, are we wearing blazers?
No. You know what we should do? Kanye West. Let him do this. Certified genius, inventor of the Yeezys.
Ooh, yeah, stick some Yeezys on there. Yeah, that'd be actually sick.
Yeah.
Sorry, I said sick again.
No, I love it. I love it. You're doing it. Morning X News, we interpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by these god-awful Olympic pants that we are wearing. we'll have more fun Olympic coverage in sports. I'm going to tell you what sport 2% of the people want, but I'm all aboard. Put me in the 2%. But first, ladies, will you please, it's a heat wave, global warming, we're in a climate crisis, will you stop paying for things with your sweaty boob cash?
What?
Ah, nasty, yuck!
What are you telling me?
This is a story from Dublin, I assume the one in Ireland, not Ohio, but business owner Mattress Mick.
Now, see, they got the Big Mac, I got the Big Mick.
I love that. Yeah, it's not Mattress Mac in Houston. This is Mattress Mick in Dublin. Put up a sign on his business that says, no bra money. Due to increasing temperatures and for our own personal safety, we will not be accepting bra money. Sorry for the inconvenience. And then Pip of Pip's Cafe and Deli saw that, and they put up another sign. And yeah, I guess over in Ireland, just a lot of, here, let's see the articles. A lot of women have the habit of storing their cash in their bras when they've got no pockets. But us ladies know that in heat like this, it can get very warm there. You ain't got to tell me.
Yeah, it's like a little oven. Mm-hmm. Little buns in an oven.
Do you? We've got noted young person Emily in our intern Brooke.
I was going to say, we have people here that have boobs. That's what you're basically saying.
No, I was.
Yeah,
look, I also have boobs.
Yeah.
I don't store my cash there. Okay.
Now,
I'm a man, so unfortunately,
there.
I have pockets and wallets.
Mm.
Life's not fair, ladies. Yeah. I also get paid more than you. Not really. Maybe. But do you guys do the boob pocket?
Yeah. Not really
your
for
phone,
money.
Right?
Sometimes for like
that
my
gives
phone.
You cancer, I think.
Oh.
Or maybe that's just a rumor.
What?
Like put your phone in your boob.
Yeah.
I've always been told don't do that. It'll make you have breast cancer.
Yeah, I was going to say, out of everything that could give me cancer, I think me putting my phone in my bra is the least of my worries.
Because
I was going to say I put my vape in my bra. Yeah. The few times that I do vape, which is very, very rare, and I go out someplace, I always feel like somebody's going to take it. I don't know why. So I just put it in my boobs. So I should be more worried about that, maybe, than the phone in my boobs.
is that why you guys don't want to do phone calls? Because the phone gives you cancer in your brain if you hold it up to your ear, so you just text?
No, they're just kind of annoying.
No.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not, Brooke. If you want to... Better safe than sorry. Sure, fine. I mean, y'all's boobs are trying to kill you as much as it is.
I know.
Just normally. So
yes,
don't, yeah.
That is
just
true.
Chop them off. We don't need them.
Or say. You know what? Not my place.
Hold on. Could it be like a circumcision thing? Yeah, like
not the boobs.
Circumcision thing. My parents can decide at an early age if I should have them or not. I don't want
it. It is not a man's right or job or whatever to tell a woman what to do with her body. But if I can just say, hey, let's just all just take a moment.
Yeah, like we don't get to
take
say,
a breath.
But if we did, just pause.
Yeah, okay.
Just pause. I mean, look, if I was having a penis reduction surgery and you were like, hey, I would open the floor. I'm table comments.
Well, I have other options, so.
Yeah.
I don't mind this boob sweat rule, honestly, but if I was him, I would expand it to more than just boob sweat. Any sweaty person, I will not take their
just
money.
Just don't hand me wet money.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Any sweaty person.
Nailed it. Yes.
Yeah.
Also, this wouldn't even be a problem if women's pants had bigger pockets.
Oh, okay. There
don't,
you go,
don't
Brooke.
Even get me started.
No,
okay.
You're so
don't
right.
I'm wearing, no, I'm not wearing men's pants. I wear men's pants, nor, like, a lot of times.
Because of the pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, okay, I'm happy to take this $1 billion idea, but there's a thing called GoFundMe. You can crowdsource these things. Find some 21-year-old fashion designer, make a pair of women's pants that have pockets that work, put it on GoFundMe and Kickstarter, make a $1 billion. I would do it, but I want to let you guys solve your own problems.
Oh,
I'm
thanks.
A man tell you how to fix things.
My pants today don't even have pockets. So, yeah, it's all about the boob pocket when you need it, because we have to. We are required to, unless we want to get a purse. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I don't want to carry a purse. Most of the times, I don't want to carry a purse.
What about just getting those little tiny teacup poodle dog, little pocket dogs, and just train it to carry a wallet in its mouth all the time? There you go. Problem solved.
I hate small dogs.
So. I used to work at HEB overnights, Bragg, back in the day. And I loved it because, A, there weren't customers there to bother you for the most part. It was fantastic. But also at like 4 a.m., all of the strippers would come in to do all their grocery shopping after getting off of work. And so they would pay, like, it would literally be like just wads of dollar bills that were just glittery and sparkly and smelled of stripper perfume. And I loved it.
Oh, so you're for the boob sweat.
I would take it and I would go home and I'd put it all over my bed and I would just roll around.
Don't do that.
I'm sad and desperate, guys.
Don't do that.
Let's go back to the Morning X.
That's the wrong draw, but hey, stay tuned. We've got some Dear Redacted coming up your way. We're also going to have a fun CJ Morgan game, your chance to win Kings of Leon tickets. Oh, that's this hour. But Dear Redacted's next.
Next to the Morning X. Sorry, that was a mean transition. I just yelled at
you. Yeah, leave
stop
me alone.
Talking.
It's the Morning X. Jason Dick and friends. Jason is out. That's why things are running super smooth. Everything perfectly executed. Mm-hmm. But don't worry. Nick is in. Emily is here with me.
Yep. Hi.
We got our interns, Brooke and Riley, hanging out.
Hello, hello.
You guys figure out which one it is. Let me know. Who's Brooke? Who's Riley?
It's Friday. By the end of the day.
And that means it's time for me to yell at everybody with some Dear Redacted. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Nick is angry. We let him yell. He says Dear Redacted so nobody gets in trouble, but we all know what time who I'm yelling and saying and things.
Yeah.
And let's just do it. Let's start off with here. I'm glad everybody's around me. Dear Redacted, those are not your Post-it notes. Those are my Post-it notes. I go get them from upstairs. Stop spending my Post-it notes on weird things. What does that say? One just says thesis statements. I'm glad we made all bubbly letters.
Oh, wait. I'm already going to Dear Redact you back.
You're going to tell me those are yours?
Yes, these are mine. These are from my desk upstairs in sales. Yes, guys, I do sales. These are from my desk in sales upstairs.
Okay.
Sarah gave them to me, but this one you can yell at me at. I have one. But
yeah.
this one is for all of us.
What does that one say?
No, we're not telling.
No. We just
can't tell.
No, it says no. Olympic Games.
I tried to spell Olympic Games, and I put Olympic.
She's the big Olympics fan.
Yeah.
I was worried that those were actually yours, but this is just a longstanding issue of mine. Of just like, I go get Post-it notes. Mm-hmm. I go get the printer paper from upstairs. I carry an entire box of printer paper downstairs. I'm the one that has a stack of napkins in here. And everybody just cavalierly comes and reaches and grabs things, thinking all these things grow on trees.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
can
the
just
napkins.
Talk about the fact that there are, in the lounge where we do the editing, and also where Nick usually sits, which is where I am sitting right now, it is so unorganized.
Aww.
It's insane. There's
covered
Post-it notes
post-it
all
notes.
Over the place.
What are you talking
place.
About?
Hey,
the
if it works for him, then whatever.
Look, that's I should get a notebook and a piece of paper or something, a better system, but Post-it note, you write it down, you stick it there. Genius invention. I like it, but I'm just saying, everybody thinks of these things. It's all these kids. The interns in there just grab a piece of scratch paper out of the printer. No, we have like a whole recycling bin down there of things that I should have printed, but I didn't. And
what?
Just everybody just.
What should the interns do? Buy their own paper?
No,
they don't get
use
paid.
The scrap paper, not the still good from the printer tray paper.
I use the back of papers.
Yeah, we use the back of the papers that we use for everything else.
That's what I do.
Look, Brooke, I'm talking to Riley.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I see Riley do all the time.
Good.
I'm just like, hey. but that's fine.
Just the napkins, you can get on to me about. I steal your napkins all the time.
And also, these are the good ones. These are the good white, super thick, extra double ply.
You get
there's
like
a bunch
beautiful
of brown
stack.
Trash ones that are all scratchy and itchy and made with recycled paper.
Yeah.
Use those.
Hate the
don't
earth.
Use my good napkins.
Sorry, they're right there.
Let me go full old man on you, kids.
And what are those napkins for then?
They're for you, for me to use. But I'm just saying, like ask, like, hey, can I use a napkin? Yes, and just use one. Don't just grab a handful of napkins and you bat your, the side of your mouth and you throw the whole stack away. That's what's wrong with you, kids. You're going to kill the planet and waste things and everything. I wanted to tell you the whole story of the grasshopper and the ant, but we don't have time for me to go full old man because we have another one. Dear Redacted, nobody likes water levels. Nobody in the history of video games has ever enjoyed a water level.
Can I tell you something?
No. How are you telling me things? You're up to my flow. Tell me in a second. There's the minus rule. You get stuck in there. I don't know if you kids have ever played Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for the old school NES. Probably not. But there's a whole dam level that made everybody say damn because you got to swim through a toxic seaweed and disarm bombs. It's the hardest thing in video games. I just started playing the new Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword. It's actually a remake for the Switch. And I loved it. It was great. The most innovative dungeon design. There's one where you travel back in time with little time bubbles and you have to redo a factory. There's a fun woods where you do all kinds of exploring. And then I got to the stupid water level that is just a pain in the ass. Nobody likes water levels. All right, Riley, tell me something.
I love water level.
Tell me a good one. Tell me the game where
I already got one.
You had me.
Yeah, I can think of one that I like.
The last one was Echo the Dolphin for the Sega Genesis. You guys don't know anything about that. That's the only good water game.
Okay, go. I really liked the Majora's Mask water level.
I haven't played Majora's Mask.
I haven't played the whole thing through. I stopped after the water level.
You know why? Because Majora's Mask uses all the same technology from Ocarina of Time, and I'm still traumatic over that water. The
that's
water
not a bad water level either. Like the Sonic water levels I've always enjoyed. I thought the OG Mario water level with the music that was from, great. Loved it. I just love the water levels.
I will tell you, Super Mario Brothers 3, when you had the frog suit, that's kind of fun.
That's pretty nice.
Brooke, do you have a fun water level?
See, I'm not that involved with video games. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of Mario Kart because that's one of my favorites, but there's a...
See, but that's going over the water. Unless you're
There's a water park one where you like go through the rides and you're underwater for part of it, and it's really fun.
See, I'm going to say technicality. If you're just partially in the water, that's fine.
Oh, you mean like...
If you're on top of the water, if you're like jet ski, wave racing... That's fine. It's just when you swim underneath the water, nobody likes that. Also, did I only do this so we could play the hedgehog clip? Yes. Seriously, Riley, the fact that that sound does not fill you with anxiety, enjoyed the hedgehog water levels?
I like the time aspect of it. You got to get a breath every once in a while. Great music. Water levels always have the best music. You cannot deny that.
I bet the people in the car listening right now or on their headphones really loved that because I didn't. I did not like that. That made my ears bleed.
The fact that you enjoyed the water levels in the song The Hedgehog Rally, you are a serial killer. You are a psychopath.
More of the Morning X. Next.
Stay tuned. We've got your chance to win Kings of Leon tickets. That's going to be coming up with a fun CJ Morgan radio game, assuming he comes on time. That's next. 101X, it's the Morning X with Jason Dick and friends. And the great CJ Morgan has joined us, which is good because he's the one that we're going to play one of his radio games. So we'll do that next. Your chance to win Kings of Leon tickets coming up after White Stripes, Icky Thump, 101X. 101X, it's the Morning X with Jason Dick and friends. Nick here, Emily here, hasn't learned to judge when the mics are turning on yet. That's fine.
I'm talking.
I will turn off the Olympics off the TV because that's distracting you. You've been doing this.
There's some shirtless guy walking around and Emily's like, oh, he's shiny.
Oh, the Tonka
very
guy.
Shiny. Yeah.
How can I? I'm sorry. I got a little distracted. The light just catches my eye. The shininess of the peck.
See, that's a man who also has sweaty boob cash.
I'll take his sweaty boob cash any day.
Oh, yeah. I think you want to give him some sweaty boob cash.
I will give him sweaty boob cash.
Can you tell that we've had to cram some songs in because we've been having too much fun earlier? No?
Not I can
good.
Tell.
Good.
No.
We're going to fix all that. Coming up next, we've got your chance to win Kings of Leon, September 15th at the Germania Insurance Amphitheater. The great CJ Morgan has joined us in studio.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Fresh off an Austin FC watch party last night, or actually going to the game. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll talk about that in sports, but we're going to play one of his fun radio games for Kings of Leon tickets. So call in right now, 835-1015, 835-1015. For a classic CJ Morgan radio game. That's next. 101X, it's the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends. Speaking of not belonging here, Jason's not here. He's out.
Jason. Aw. I miss him. Do the other one.
Jason. Is that all you can eat? Ooh, there's another shirtless guy, Emily.
Oh, he's shiny, too.
Watching the Olympic,
very shiny.
Games in here.
I love it.
Vanuatu? Sure.
Very cool.
Sorry, we're watching stuff. You guys can't see it, but the opening ceremonies are on the Olympics. We'll talk about Olympic stuff later. But right now, we have to give out Kings of Leon tickets, and we're going to do it with another CJ Morgan game. He's here in studio with us. CJ, what are we playing today?
We're playing a game called What's in My Front Pocket. I've got several items in my front pocket, which I'm going to give a mini description of. Nick and Emily will buzz in using their names and give it a guess. Once you've guessed, that's it.
Okay.
No second guesses.
All right.
You get it wrong. So you've got to guess what's in my front pocket.
Ooh. You know what? CJ is one of the most creative people I know, and I was like, I need help today. Let me get CJ in here. This is what you bring me.
No, I love it.
Yes.
I love this silly game.
I do play this on the radio. It's not quite as fun as my other hit game called Wheel of Meat.
Oh.
Where I just have a wheel and I spin it and it lands on a piece of meat and listeners have to guess what meat that is when they hear the slap.
Oh, you slap the meat on the counter?
You slap the meat.
Oh, I love that.
Totally not sound effects.
I don't want to ruin anything, listeners. It's always his penis. Always his
penis. Well, I mean, at different angles, it sounds like different.
It sounds different.
Different cuts.
Yeah. Steak, different percentages. Chicken.
We all know this.
Density. All right, let's do it. Number one, what's in CJ's pocket? He's going to give us some clues. We buzz in.
Okay.
Sorry, real quick. Lily called in, and she chose Team Emily. Probably a wise decision because Emily beat me yesterday.
I know. Yep. I'm on a roll right now. Mm-hmm. Jason leaves, and I finally get good at everything. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, you're nailing it. I'm playing on behalf of Buddy, not your friend, pal.
Not your guy, buddy.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, buddy.
Okay. The first one is easy. I'm going to give three descriptors, and then you can buzz in using your name.
Okay.
Lincoln, copper,
Nick,
cheap,
penny.
Yes.
Darn.
Correct, Nick. That is a penny in my pocket. 1 point for Nick. All right. This one also might favor my fellow butt boy because he knows me a little better than you.
Okay.
Plastic, a man, lightsaber.
Emily.
Yes.
Ooh, plastic, a man, lightsaber. Is it plastic, a man, a Darth Vader?
No. It's close, but no.
Okay.
So you're telling me I can't just say Jedi?
No.
Specific?
Yeah, a little more specific. Plastic, a man, lightsaber.
I'm going to go with Luke Skywalker.
Incorrect.
Oh!
If you had guessed less vague but more specific, a Star Wars Lego minifigure.
Oh.
A Star Wars.
Yes, you are. You do love the Star Wars.
I am a Lego man. Okay.
Gotcha. So you're looking for Lego.
We were looking for, Star Wars and Lego were the two keywords there.
All right. Star Wars
Nick with
and
1 point.
Which character is it, though?
It is actually a Yoda.
I didn't even get that right.
Yeah.
All right. This next one.
All right. Real quick. Nick is one. Emily
is zero.
Yeah.
So this could be it, unless we go to the tiebreaker. Alcohol, compact, grape.
Alcohol, compact, grape.
Alcohol.
I mean, I have the least.
Compact.
Do we lose a point?
No, you don't lose a
point.
I'm going to say, obviously, you have a whole bottle of Mad Dog 2020 grape-flavored malt beverage. Duh. Duh.
That's
nasty. Yuck.
That's incorrect there.
Alcohol. Wait. Grape.
Compact.
Alcohol. Compact. All I can think of is like a flask.
No, I've got a bottle of tiny wine.
Tiny wine.
okay. Tiny wine.
Yeah, that might be another CJ thing. If you know me, you'll know before I go to soccer matches and other fun things like that, I like to chug tiny wines.
Tiny wines.
To prime the pump, yes.
And this is leftover from last night.
Yes.
When you went to the Austin FC.
Yes, yes.
Don't tell anybody CJ was sneaking in alcohol on the radio.
Oh, yeah. I drank it before. Don't worry. I'm a responsible human being, okay? I drink it on the train and walking up.
Hey, this is fun and going fast. You got more?
I got one last one.
Okay, let's do this last one. I'll give you one more chance to beat me.
Okay.
Target. Ripped. Expensive.
Target. Ripped. Expensive. Oh, Emily.
Yes.
A receipt?
Yes!
Yay!
And since I didn't make a tiebreaker, that one was actually worth 2 points.
No way.
So Emily's our winner.
Yeah.
She has successfully guessed what is in my pocket.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
With that big two-pointer at the end.
I know.
I'm surprised you got that one. That was good.
What was more exciting? The FC game, Austin FC game, or me doing that right now?
I mean, if Austin FC hadn't had that goal taken back they scored yesterday, I would say that. But clearly, you have the energy of a stadium and people behind
you.
That's how it feels right now.
Congratulations, Emily. And congratulations, what did I say, Amy? I don't know. You dipped that person one.
Your PM commute may not be nonstop, but we are. CJ drives you home this afternoon with an hour of nonstop 101X starting at 4:45 on KROX FM Buta.
CJ's going to hang out with us a little bit longer. We're going to do news next, and let me tease. Let's do it. What do you say when police catch you with your pants down and a lubed-up horse? The answer is it doesn't matter.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.